Chapter 24. Hiram was standing in front of the fire with his hands clasped behind his back. He had not touched the supper on the table. Levi was eating with an appetite. Suddenly he looked over his plate at his stepbrother. "How about that £500, Hiram?" said he. "A month to raise it and the month ain't quite up yet, but I'm going to leave this here place day after tomorrow, by next day at the first, and I want the money that's mine. I paid it to Squire Hall today, and he has it for ye," said Hiram, dully. Levi laid down his knife and fork with a clatter. "Squire Hall," said he, "what's Squire Hall got to do with it? Squire Hall didn't have the use of that money. It was you had it and you have got to pay it back to me, and if you don't do it, by gee, I'll have the law on you, sure as you're born." "Squire Hall's trustee, I ain't your trustee," said Hiram, in the same dull voice. "I don't know nothing about trustees," said Levi, "or anything about lawyer business either. What I want to know is, are you going to pay me my money or no?" "No," said Hiram, "I ain't. Squire Hall'll pay ye. You go to him." Levi West's face grew purple red. He pushed back, his chair grating harshly. "You bloody land pirate. Teeth together. I see through your tricks. Cheating me out of my money. You know very well that Squire Hall is down on me, hard and bitter, writing his reports to Philadelphia, and doing all he can to stir up everybody agin me, and to bring the Blue Jackets down on me. I see through your tricks as clear as glass, but ye shan't trick me. I'll have my money, if there's law in the land, ye bloody, unnatural thiefy, who'd go agin our dead father's will." Then, if the roof had fallen in upon him, Levi West could not have been more amazed. Hiram suddenly strode forward, and, leaning half across the table with his fists clenched, fairly glared into Levi's eyes. His face, dull, stupid, wooden, was now fairly convulsed with passion. The great veins stood out upon his temples like knotted whipcords, and when he spoke his voice was more a breathless snarl than the voice of a Christian man. "Ye'll have the law, will ye?" said he. "Will ye? You're afeard to go to law, Levi West. You try th law, and see how ye like it. Who are you to call me thief, ye bloody, murderin' villain ye? You're the thief, Levi West. You come here, and stole my daddy from me ye did. You make me ruin myself to pay what oughter to been mine then. Ye steal the gal I was courtin', to boot." He stopped and his lips writhed for words to say. "I know ye," said he, grinding his teeth. "Know ye? And only for what my daddy made me promise I'd had you up to the magistrates before this." Then, pointing with quivering finger, "There's the door, you see it? Go out that there door, and don't never come into it again. If ye do, or if ye ever come where I can lay eyes on ye again, by th holy holy I'll hail ye up to the squire's office, and tell all I know, and all I've seen. Oh, I'll give ye your belly full of law if ye want th law. Get out of the house, I say." As Hiram spoke, Levi seemed to shrink together. His face changed from its copper color to a dull, waxy yellow. When the other ended, he answered never a word. But he pushed back his chair, rose, put on his hat, and, with a furtive, sidelong look, left the house, without stopping to finish the supper which he had begun. He never entered Hiram White's door again. The Book of Pirates,